The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
The world does not know exactly what that which pertained to their peace. So the world will keep struggling and running and from pillar to post, seeking for peace. But you are our peace. In the midst of trouble and chaos and this orderliness on the earth, you remain our order. Your righteousness is our peace. You are the Lord, our righteousness. We give you thanks because you are able to keep us from falling. You are able to preserve us to the end. You are able to bring us above the dragon. You are able to give us the victory. For you always cause us to triumph and to make manifest the savor of your life in every place. We give you thanks and praise. We appreciate your name. In Jesus' name we pray. I will say amen, please. Hallelujah. It's nice being together this morning. And I count you privilege to be part of this meeting. And the friend has kept talking about these difficult things that are difficult to man. Over the week, I think maybe on Friday or Saturday, I just found myself laughing alone when I, you know, came to hear the question that when the disciples asked Jesus after Christ gave the response he gave to the rich young ruler, and said it's easier for the camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And said, but Lord, who can then be saved? I think to those guys, they were just expecting that Jesus would just, all through these years, we've been preaching the kingdom of God, and we expect the rich and the poor, the high and the low, to respond to God's kingdom. And I find this young man coming to respond to the gospel at this time. They just felt that Jesus would have just opened his arm and let this guy in without any requirement. They were disappointed. I would tell this guy, you can't come in the way you are coming. The guy went away sad and they got disappointed. I'm sure they would have asked Jesus and then tell us exactly who can be saved. He said, not with God. With man it is impossible, but not with God. For all with God all things are possible. We're coming through the God dimension to see that there's grace available for us to enter in. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Find it in my heart to keep on holding to God's righteous revelation. And we have found Him hope holding us on by that. We have found His arm holding us on by that. And so we have also seen the earth and the system here bowing down for that. And that's our witness that as we keep on speaking and declaring it, we also gain more strength and power to keep ascending over the dragon. And when the house, please, the present world system wants to put everybody under. The dragon wants to drag everybody on. And it's dragging high and the low. And the mighty is dragging everybody on at this time on our earth. But I think there's a remnant seed that will say to God, we can believe you. We can agree with you. We know you can do it, though with us it's impossible. But not with you. For with you all things are possible. If you have made it available by your revelation, you are also by the revelation given grace for performance. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank the Lord for, I know you believe in your heart. Do you believe these things? Do you believe with them? Do you believe them? Your heart tells you they are true. Then don't try to do them. Just believe. Okay, they came to him and they said, what shall we do to work the works of God? They want to do something. They want him to tell them the things to do. To work the works of God. And said, no, you don't have to do anything. Just one work that God works is that you believe on him who has sent. So if you can just believe God, you have worked the works of God. God's intention to get you to do two things is to make you believe. If your heart agrees and say yes, not just that it's true, it's also true about my life. You align with it, grace comes to you. Do you understand? Hallelujah. I want us to okay, just give out this invitation, please, from Christ Anglican Church. They have a seminar workshop next week. They told me it's this week. But they met me on Tuesday and they were saying next Saturday. I think Tuesday, next Saturday should be yesterday. So I think they meant next week Saturday. So yesterday I passed through the place and I saw no sign of any meeting going on. So I will be with them over the weekend. That's on Saturday. Just take a piece there and if you can make the meeting, we can be there together. Let's also give our offering this morning, please. Let's see how we can cut our times and I think you're confident doing that without standing to dance and to obey the normal norms. Can you do that? Are you confident doing that? Are you confident doing that? Okay. Okay. I told us last time that I just felt in my heart that God is beginning to open us to daily issues of our life that is needed for us to be able to come to the place of being able to walk in the will of God, fulfill the ultimate end of God. That ultimate end is by now the ultimate end should be clear to us. We have used all kind of words here for the ultimate end of God. What is the end of God for us? Let me just have the response from you. What is the end of God for this faith?
The end of God is we coming to the fullness of what he has done.
Fullness of what he has done. Okay. Fullness of what he has done. Okay. What's the end of God for the faith?
To grow into the full stature of Christ.
Full stature of Christ. The end of God for the faith?
Bringing man back to himself.
Man back to himself. Okay. Man inheriting God. Okay. What's the end of God for the faith?
Bringing man back to God.
Back to God. Man back to God. Okay.
Eternal life.
Eternal life, inheriting eternal life, okay.
To be saviors like himself.
To be saviors like himself, okay.
Saving the soul to the uttermost.
Saving the soul to the uttermost. Saving the soul to the uttermost. Salvation, okay. Those things you are saying, I think the biblical grammars you are using, is it clear to you? Are you coming to understand it clearly gradually? Yeah? Okay, let's explore more. What more?
Gathering all things to him, in him.
Gathering all things together in him, in Christ.
To attain full stature of God.
Full stature of God. For who is attaining this full stature of God?
Believers.
Believers or the body. The body attaining full stature. Okay? Let's explore more. Bringing human being. This thing is battery is gone. And now the chain battery. bringing human being to his kingdom, inheriting the kingdom of God or inheriting eternal life. Okay? What other dimension of expression do we can make it clearer? Now we have to it's called the hope of God, the hope of Christ, the hope of God's glory, the hope of the kingdom of God, the fullness of the body. The church attained the fullness of God, the fullness of the body. What again? Inherited eternal life. Becoming saviors. Okay, that's the end. That's the end. There's a road, there's a path to the end. And from where we began from to the end. And you will live all your life every day. And every day of your life added together must conform to that end. That is to say that in eating and drinking, in everything you do, it must be in line with the end. We can say, okay, we come to church, we hear God's word and like that. Then what will that altogether bring together in our life? What it means is that every day thing of our life, so it comes to the fact that every day of our life must align with the will of God. That will now becomes a vehicle of expectation, of manifestation of the end of God, which is eternal life. So if we cannot bring God's word to application in our daily life, forget about the end. We can believe the end, we can say the end, but we will not reach and see the end being fulfilled. So in marriage, in making friends, in eating and drinking, going in and coming out, there's a mind of God about it that can make a man to take step by step and ensure that he's in line with the very journey to the end. Do you understand? So the things we're handling, I'm just saying to you that they are not minor things. They are major issues. So it is not marrying or not marrying. It is not circumcision, nor circumcision. But a new life. But we know that at every point in life, you are either circumcised or not circumcised. Is that not true? You are either circumcised or not what? Yet it is not circumcision, nor circumcision, but a new life. That means that in circumcision or circumcision, new life must be manifested. It means that circumcision must be driven by a new life. And circumcision must be driven by a new life. So it is in them, it is not the state, it is what is driving them. So we hear the word, and we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, who walk according to his purpose. So all things work together for good to those who love God, who are propelled by his purpose. Meaning that in everyday life, what propels them is not just their own thing. It is God's purpose. So we now talk about what is God's purpose in marriage. That should drive marriage processes. You understand what I'm saying now? If it's not in order, then the very end, purpose of God for our marriage is not going to be effected. So you care that God cares about every step you take. Every step must be in order. That's what is being called holy living. A different living. Hallelujah. So we're looking at marriage processes. And I told last Sunday that you are going to be free to express yourself true writings. I don't know how many people have written. Have you written anything there? Have you written anything? As I said last week, we're going to be, last Sunday, so there will be room for you to express yourself one way or the other one, either in questions, in thoughts, in understanding or revelations. Is there anybody who has done that? What's your attitude towards that? Is it that all you said we heard and we believe? All you said is for you. We know it's right, but we'll do our own thing. You know, there was a time Israel did. I said, all you have spoken about us in the name of the Lord, we know it's true, but we will not do it. Guys, we know it is God who spoke, but we will not do it. Go and do your worst. But you know the worst that happened to them? God rejected them. He set them aside. So they thought they were despising the word of the prophet by saying we won't do it. They didn't know it was God's voice. They were rejecting. I went to the house together. But I know we will do it. I know you are children of obedience. Is that not true? I know your heart has been bought by God. I know you know he has your life. He has your heart. And he can turn it to where he wills. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So today we're going to... I said some terrible things last time that I expected there will be a lot of conflict to the present order. I said there's something like courtship. There are three stages we have in marriage processes. There is proposal. There is preparation for marriage betrayal. Or espousal. And there is taking a wife, which you call wedding. Okay? The word courtship is a word that is actually a biological word. Forget about the Western way of using courtship. Courtship means that attracting for mating. That's courtship. You attract for mating. Does that conform to what you know as courtship? Because have you ever seen a cock and hen? Do you have that in your compound? Have you ever seen that before? My children don't know that. I don't know that. That's a strange world. Last time they were talking about squirrels. So do you know squirrels? So I didn't know it before, but I went to school one of these days and mommy showed me a squirrel. If he has not gone to school to know one of these days and mommy saw a squirrel jumping on the tree. And he said, that is not a rat, that's a squirrel. You wouldn't know a squirrel. Hallelujah. Very soon, our children will not know rat. Yeah, rat. What are a rat? Rat. What's rat? Is he as big as cow? And you try to explain what a rat is, you know. And you will describe a rat. Hallelujah. I'm just saying to us that the word does not really can give us those terms. Now, that word just means cutting, means that attracting for mating. Cow, I mean, when you see the hen and the cock, all those things it does is to just one end, because he wants to mate the female. Okay. But you know that what we call courtship is not like that. What's the courtship? Is a time to try to impress somebody also, which is a longer period than that of the animals. Do you understand what I'm saying? But you will understand that God is not even trying to impress you. He's not trying to attract you by that. He's not trying to do that. And in trying to attract somebody, you deceive him, you tell him a lie. So you are just answering. See, there I met you. Huh? Huh? From that day, I have not been myself. You move my heart. And the sister who grew up in church where maybe nobody ever said, I love you, sister. He said, it's just, you may have been like this. Yeah, you're just more than that. You don't just know. And you know, the spirit of, what do you call it? Sorcery comes in there to play. Because when you are talking, so somebody is responding. You want to talk more. Is that not true? You know, it's working. So you. The guy can't be himself. He can't be. You know, he has learned all the years he has to be. But at that moment, he has just had, something takes him over. What we call it, courtship. He comes in and take a bag of it and is going there. And has to just drop a bag with that lady. And even isn't drawing doing that, everybody around keep on, what kind of man is this one? And he comes around and the good he can never do for anybody in life. Even his own mother, he can't do it for his mother. Say, Daddy is just a nice guy. That guy is a nice guy. He's just caring. He's just caring. He just... Go and ask his sister. He will tell you that little Tade is. Go and ask his friends. They know him much more than you are talking about. And they are far away looking at you and they're wondering, oh God, this girl doesn't know anything. Oh God, mercy of on this girl. And the witch that are coming close to them and telling him, be careful. They can't come in there and they're just praying. I hope this girl will escape. Because that thing called courtship is deceptive. It's a lie. Do you believe that it's a lie? Truly, it's a lie. It's a lie. It doesn't matter how much you are a Christian, you try to behave. You try to behave yourself. You try to behave yourself. You have to try to act right. Fact, you can even rehearse it. Those three things, clear cultures are in scriptures. They are all about the scriptures. Go ahead and check it out. For Rebecca, it was Abraham. You know the family. Is that right? Am I with you, please? He was going to take a wife for Isaac. And it was Abraham who sent a servant to that family. I will write now today, please. He sent him there to go take a wife for his son. In their days, they believed that their parents can have the right judgment. Am I with you, please? Because they walk by the covenant, they believe that their parents knows exactly what God is saying. He sent him to his own family. That's just it's not the fact that it's a family issue. Even though we are not really a nuclear family, but in the spirit, we are a family. I like what was saying that what was yesterday, you cannot marry out of your kinsmen. You can't marry a stranger. You see a man that comes to you and just dangle things. He's a stranger. He doesn't know you. You don't know him. He doesn't have your ethics, your culture. He doesn't have the language. I'm not saying Yoruba language. He doesn't have the spiritual language. If you go into that, you are going to bring forth children onto the natural. The children will not come of the seed of the spirit. Like you have of Isaac. Like you have of Jacob. Are we in the house together, please? Importantly, in those families, in those marriages, is not just what they naturally... You won't hear what Abraham heard. What Abraham was familiar with. You won't hear that. What you will hear is the seed that came on through them. What you will see is the covenant of God that is enacted in their life, in their children's life, and their children's life. That is what God is interested in. Not what you think, what you wear, what you clothe on. It's funny sometimes when you want to talk about Israel and say Sarah is as a godly woman, you know, preserve himself and so on and so forth. And it's you know, he calls Abraham is Lord, and whose children are ye are? They are done in the heart. And someone wants to behave and clothe like Israel. You won't see his clothing there. Are we in the house, please? So you're going to see that it is not the clothing of Sarah that make her the woman she is. There's something in the inward heart. You can't act Sarah. You must have to contact the spirit of that covenant. You can't act it. You can't dress Sarah. You can't look Sarah. It's an ornament of a quiet spirit. is of great price to God. Hallelujah. Are we together? So today we are going to before you make or accept a proposal, let's talk together on that. Before you make or accept a proposal, what do you do? I don't want to teach this in smaller classes because I want to teach the whole church together, and I want you to respond back to me in believing, in expressing your mind, which I expect is going to be from the mind of God in you. Hallelujah. Many of us sleep when I wake up one day. Now, as I'm talking, someone will say, I'm a young boy. Pastor, those things you are saying does not concern me now. I'm just 18. I'm just 17. So, what Pastor is saying does not concern you. But when you are 28, one day you just wake up. Oh, my friends have gotten married. You see me as I'm the only one. Two of us are the only one remaining. Someone there has to say, ha, something is taking him over. Panic is taking her over, anxiety is taking her over. Because she never one day sat down to think about the fact that marriage is part of my life. Except for one reason, that one God is going to speak otherwise. What does it look like? Even when you are not going to even get into marriage yourself, how should it be like? Since it's the life that the world and the church gets involved in. You understand what I'm saying? Are we right, please? You don't want to care about it. You don't want to bother your mind about it. You feel it's not part of the issues. When we get there, we'll face it. No. It's a life that comes by revelation also. It has to be revealed to you. It has to be shown to you. The patterns and the way in it, the conduct in it, have to be shown to you. If you're not guided, your steps will be wrong. Do you understand what I'm saying? If God will not guide your feet, you will take wrong step. How shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to thy word. There's no way a man can cleanse his feet until the word of God takes over that feet, that heart, and the heart can order the feet on the way it should go. Don't expect that when I get there, I will do it right. Forget about that. You won't do it right when you get there. You don't learn when you are in trouble. You can learn when you have passed through the trouble. When you get into the trouble, it is what you have learned that will guide you in the trouble. Do you hear that? It is what you have learned. Someone wants to learn their trouble. You know when they are in trouble, they want to learn. You can't apply what you are learning there. Because it's not yet your own. The way you will say, I can't go with this armor. I've not tested it. Though this look more sophisticated, but it's one I've used for many years. It has worked for me. Let me go and try that. And like I was saying, I don't know where exactly. When he used that armor on that day, that was the last time he used it. Because now he cannot learn a new one that was revealed to him. Do you understand? So you can't learn in the trouble. You can only learn when you have gone through the trouble, after the trouble, or before the trouble. So don't think I will know what to do. I have the Holy Ghost within me. Don't say that. Don't say that. But the things he will be saying to you then may look so strange to you that you don't even know how to activate it. Though there are things he will say to you on the spot, but he will have crafted a culture, a way in you before such times. Hallelujah. So don't sleep to wake up one day and begin to make plans to get into marriage. What should be the first thing we should do in our life as we know that we are getting matured? And that thought that we can come to that point of seeing that it exists is part of man's, God's institution among men. What should be our thought and our response to that? What should be our response? Philippi.
Our response is to look into God and see his plan as regarding marriage. To look into God and see the plan, to see that design, God's design for marriage at that.
Are you doing that now? Until now, you have not been doing that. You're only looking to chemistry. Okay, right? There's no problem with that. Right? To look into God. Okay, what again do you do? That place there is recording blank.
You can't record your app.
I can't believe you're not thinking. Okay. What should be our response?
Personally, I think we should start thinking what marriage is, what it was created for, and then what is God's plan for us consigning it, and to start fixing ourselves into it before the prepared time for it.
For it, you have already started preparing. The way you are now, biologically, you're already preparing biologically. Are you not preparing biologically? Without even telling your biological system to change, it's doing what is changing. Is it not changing? Remember the last time we were talking about it, I said living start from the same day you were born. That was how you, when it was time, you left your father's mother's womb. Is that not true? You are not hand screaming. You came down here and your mom began to give you the breast and begin to feed you. At the point, he has to win you. So you are living is part of life. Growth is part of life. Maturity is part of life. So if nature is doing that for you, why can't you do something for yourself to help, to agree with nature in what he's talking about? Whatever you have not sown, you cannot reap. If you have not invested into it, you cannot reap something good in it. But the best way to just say, I get nothing, is to do nothing. Is that not true? Are we together in the house, please? So don't wake up when you're 20 and begin to, God, now it is time. I know you're weak and be shown now. You see all this way I've been serious. I've been in church. You think, you know, by not thinking is to show how serious you have been. It's also to show how unrealistic you have been. So it's not a sin to think marriage, okay? Are you together, please? As long as it's not a sin to think marriage. And that's much more reason why you can't think about getting a friend, a girlfriend at 18. Because your marriage is of much value to you than having a girl. You know it's not going to end anywhere. Those thoughts, as a way of controlling your system, the way it should go. So you got to think about it, you got to talk about it, you got to talk to God about it. Philip, can you do that? Are you not too smart to do that? Thank you, Lord Father, for a good marriage. People can, it's available in you. I just want to have one. When it's time, I just want to have one. God is going to say, do you know how one look like? I don't know, God, but I know I just want to have one that is like going to advance your purpose on the earth here. And whilst you are still young, God is giving you understanding in everything. Paul prayed, I said, God, may God give you understanding in all things. He was praying that prayer for Timothy. The Lord give you understanding. Come and say, the Lord give me. Come and say it again. Understanding in all things. That's available in God. You can have understanding in all things. Luke said, having perfect understanding of all these things, I write unto thee, O excellent Theophilus. Having had perfect understanding. You can have perfect understanding. You just know it. Even when you get home and your mommy is saying something, your mommy, no, it's not that way. It can't work that way. You could have done that way. And they say, oh, this child is beyond us. Yeah, you know, these children are not at that level. You understand it? So it's not too young. You're not too young to think it, okay? You're only too young to go into it. So you can talk it, you can pray it, you can look into God's word for it. Life is complete embodiment. You can't separate one part of your life, though at a point one can dominate the other one. Do you understand what I'm saying? You cannot stop a part of your life for the other. That's why as we are here, every part of you is responding. Your eye is growing, your head is growing, your ear, everything is going through process. As you are eating for your whole body. You are not supposed to stop any part of your life for any reason. No, I'm a student. I'm sent there to go to school. And all I just want to do is think chemistry. No, you're going to think chemistry. Which thing chemistry? I thought you have taught chemistry. And when I say, now, Busola, you can go for masters. Yes. And pack your book and go for masters. Busola, you must not come back to say anything about that. And you are not saying anything about that outside. And in your mind also, you have not done anything about yourself. You are useless. That life is going to end up, your chemistry is going to end up in, it's going to end up in crisis. Life is a package, and life is a continuum. It keeps going. And you must learn how to put it together. Hallelujah. I want the house together, please. And the only thing I can put it together is God's purpose. When you find purpose, it holds it together. My prayer for you and my desire for you is that you have something beautiful that God himself will be glad in heaven that you are what you are. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So I was talking about, before you make or accept a proposal, it's good to for us to learn to talk to God. Talk to God. If Jesus has 12 years can say, don't you know I must be about my father's business? What do you know is called father's business at 12? That child, 12-year-old boy. He was open to life early in life. He was open to life. Many of us are 20, you are still shut up. You don't know anything. When they say this one, I don't know what to say. They say this one, I don't know what to say. Even about your own life, you don't know what to say. This one, I don't know what to say. All you know is you wake up in the morning, just dress up and go out and come back. You are not growing. When you read Bible, all you know in the Bible is God's will. What is God's will? You don't know. It is not interpreted to you. You must walk with God. You must walk with the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. So, let me start by saying, how do you know about a person? How do you know a person? Somebody comes to you and says, okay, I want to get married. We have said that the key way to know a person is through friendship. We have said that. Is that true? I'm not hearing you. It's true friendship. But let's bring that to little things we can handle. How do you know, in the first place, let me say this one, that you can't marry somebody better than yourself or far better than yourself. You can only marry somebody close around you. If you are not serious, you will marry an unserious person. If you are going nowhere, God cannot give you somebody who is going somewhere. Because you will waste that life. You will hold him down, you will slow him down. So, you can't think anything far. If you want to get something better than you, better, then you must make yourself something also better. Are we right, please? Like will beget like. In fact, the scripture says, don't be unequally yoked together. So God is against unequal yoking. It is true, you must not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Even though as a believer, you should not be unequally yoked together. What does it mean yoking? Yoking means that the burden you are carrying are different. Some are believers, they are carrying another burden. Their burden is the burden of the world. But if you are yoked with Christ and you carry somebody who carries the burden of the world, you can't go together. Is that not true? Am I talking together, please? So, the question of unequal yoking goes with every part of life. And that's where it comes from. We can't make a friend different from your kind. If you are a spiritual person and you want the things of God, you only go from your heart. Because the deep, we call unto the deep. You can only go with somebody who also has the same intention of the heart to go all the way with God. You can see a sister who is not serious and be serious and be friendly around her, hoping to get her into what God is doing as a brother. Is that not true? Am I with you, please? But somewhere that you know in your heart, we can go together on any partnership. Because partnering involves yoking. And most of us, we have not learned how to find out people's stature or person in the spirit. Even you don't even know who you are in the spirit. How can you find out who somebody else is? So now you're going to courtship to find out, this is not like this one. I thought it's like this one. Can you see that? So, how do you know a person? How do you know if somebody is born again? Let me just ask that. Janet, how do you know if somebody is born again? Are you born again?
Let me ask. Yes, sir.
Okay, how do you know if somebody is born again?
By doing the will of God.
By doing, you can see now, that thing called the will of God. Maybe for now, we're going to remove it from our language here. It's an easy escape route. What do you want? The will of God. Tell me what you mean by the will of God. Then the problem comes in. And somewhere there, that kind of thing, I want somebody who wants to do the will of God. And somewhere there, everybody's happy. That sister wants somebody who is doing the will of God. Okay, what is the will of God? She has never thought about it. Okay, Roland. I like your smile. Come on, get up. What is the will of God?
Doing what God says. What God says.
Doing what God says. So what does it mean? Doing what God says. Doing what God says. What does it mean to do what God says?
Exactly what he said concerning us or concerning his will, concerning what he has in mind.
Concerning what God has in mind. Somebody doing exactly what God has in mind. Okay, what God has in mind. Like what God has in mind. I'm tasking us because I want these things to come down to areas where we can tangibly handle. And then, are you with me, please? Now, I'm trying to bring us to a point where we can bring all these vocabularies you have learned in church, you have learned in CLIM, you have learned all the meetings you have learned in Lagos, get to a point where you can interact with those thoughts. So, I was asking, how do you know if somebody is born again? Philip?
I just know that the person is born again when the blockage between the person and God has been taken away.
How do you know? How do you know the blockage? Oh my God. These are apostles. Are you in class together, please? When the blockage is taken away, how do you know the blockage has been, how do you know it's taken away?
He's able to do right because he has that right nature within him.
Okay, he begins to do right. Okay, when somebody begins to do what is right. What is right based on what God, on the word of God. Okay? Begin to do what is right based on God's word. Then you begin to see that it means something must be moving that heart to do that. Okay? And the Bible calls it, when it does it normally, whoever do it right normally is born of God. Okay? It means that without being supervised, he has the instinct in him now to do right. Not because pastor is there, not because brother Inka is there, he will just want to do right. Something must inform that, okay? Inka, I've mentioned your name. I don't know nobody's born again.
I agree with what you said. Doing right.
Quick escape. Can you see that? That's serious madness. What to say? So, what more? What to say? Okay. How do you know somebody is born again?
Well, sir, total commissions to the ways God has put on ground.
Total commitment to the ways of God. A heart who wants to do right. That's mean of right. Right means doing things the way God, he wants to do it right with God. He wants to do right the way God wants it done. You can say a man who seeks God, a man who is interested in God. A man will not do things his own way. Okay? But there must be the first check. What is the first check?
I don't understand the question.
What is the first check for a new bat? Many of us, they don't even know the first check. They don't even know. He say, that brother, is he? I don't really know. But I think. I think. And the guy is already thinking about the proposal. He's already considering it in his mind, in their mind. And we ask her, is he born again? He's a good person. He's a good Christian. Is he born again? He can't answer that question. He can't face that word. Is he born again? He's trying. He's a Christian. He's a good Christian. Is he born again? He can't answer that. Okay? What's the check? What's the first check?
I said his character is an attitude.
Character? Like character, like what? Being honest?
His interest to God, as in.
That's not working. Is it working? Okay, please do that.
Do the person love God, as in the interest?
What is the interest? To interest to God?
To God.
To church?
Not to church.
What is the interest?
To what he reads from the word of God.
To what he reads, okay. He has normal interest in God's word, normally without being pressed.
Yes.
Normally you come around and say, your Bible, what did you read your Bible today? Say, I read it. What did you read? I don't John. I'm just trying to say that because you're going to ask. Before you came out, you know you're going to ask. So you are not you're that kind of sister who wants to just want to pick that guy. Yeah, you like the guy, if not for that one. So you start to add the one he's lacking to his CV. What's the first check? The first check is a spirit man. That's the first check. Your spirit must bear witness. Inside of your heart, you must know, you must have a rest that truly this person is my kinsman. If I talk to you for 2 minutes, if I'm not talking to you, if I around you for 2 minutes, I will just have a feeling in my heart. Okay? Are we together, please? You see the pulse of life there, the pulse of life. He has drifted towards life. The heart goes for God normally. Let's check 1 John chapter 5 and something there. I think I should do that today. I think so. Because many of us don't even know. First John what? I said 5, Abby. Let's take it up. Sure. Okay, let's read. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And that can be somewhere so difficult to find out. Believer, the belief is of the heart. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Is that right? So how do you see a man's heart? Let's check out how to find out that heart. Okay. Am I talking to us, please? Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. So the heart is the one that believes. So you can't see the heart. And everyone that loveth him that begot, loveth him also who is begotten of him. Can you see? Let's see verse 2 to check out that love. By this we know that we love the children of God, or love God. Can you see that? By this we know that we love the children of God. And whosoever loveth God, loveth his children. So whosoever loveth God's children, loveth God. Are you together, please? So this we know that we are children of God when we love God and keep what? His commandments. So if a heart wants to keep God's commandment, he may not be perfect in what he does, but his heart is always wanting to keep God's word. Normally, you know that somewhere there, this person has connection with God. Are we right, please? From that same verse, if any man loveth God's commandment, he must love God. Because God is the one that will motivate you to love his commandment. And such person will also love the children of God. So we have seen three things there. He loves God and is shown in the fact that he loves his commandments. Or he loves God's word. Not that he loves a sect. You can like a sect and not love God. That man is my pastor. You just love the way he talks. You don't love God. And he goes to that church because he likes the way that guy talks. It's not because he loves the law of God that is proceeding from the place that can make him to love that law more than the space of that gathering. Something now. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can go to your church and be a part of the church for 5 years and not really love God. You just love like their kind in that church. And what it shows is that it will love God's children. If you are the only one that somebody sees is right, is correct. I like you. You know, I just like the way you do your things. Oh, don't mind them. Those guys are not serious. I don't even believe they are Christians, except you. That one talking is not God's child. I'm not even sure others are born again. Is there anybody who's even born again on the earth anymore? Sin has permeated the whole place that things are so bad in church. He's doubting even the pastor. Are we right? You can't be a child of God. So if you love God, you will love God's word. You will love God's commandment. You will love what God has shown and what he has not even shown that he will show. Are you hearing me now? You also love God's children. So we're saying here together that except there's a sound church relationship, that church gathering, that church relationship itself sanctifies the house. The Bible says about the old church, the apostolic church in the days of apostles, no man there just joined himself to them anyhow. They were among all men, they were so much glorified, they were so much respected. Why? They were different. Let's open to John chapter 8. There is something there. So I'm conscious of the fact that somebody may not have attained to your level as it were, but is a child of God. Hallelujah. Chapter 8, are you there? You're not responding. Are you back home? Let me read from verse 46. Which of you convinced me of sin, and I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Is it in your own Bible? Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Then answer the Jews, and said unto him, say we not well that you are a Samaritan? You have a devil. How you will tell us that we are Abraham's seed and we're not God's children? No, it's easy. It does not matter who's saying it. If it's Pastor Kumi saying it, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's saying it. Every one of God's child, we do what? We love God's word. I'm just telling that it's easier to decode. If we have books we write in this church exam now, and all you want to read in life is the book we write here. You don't have any heart mind to take another book and you see that God is in the book and read it. You don't love God. You don't love God's word. You're only being sectarian. You are serving, sectarian spirit, serve self. Are we in our space? It serves self. It develops an ego in you. That we, you know, that we thing, that we. Love God's word. So I was saying that he must is born again. He loves God because he's in relationship with God. He loves God's children also. John 15, let's read verse 23, please. 15:23. He that hates me hates my Father also. So he that hates the Father hates me also. Does it imply? Does it imply? He that hates me hates the Father also. He that hates the Father does what? And we know that nobody, anyone that hates his brother is a murderer. And no murderer has eternal life in him. So if you see somebody who feels normally at home with believers, is going to respond to God very well. Are you hearing me, please? Am I talking to you, please? So the easy way is, when you are a man like that, once you just walk in the call of the church life, I'm not saying church life, I'm talking about that, church life, you will find brothers and sisters that are of the same spirit. It's only when you go out like Dinah, for such sin, that somebody will catch you somewhere there. You know we do that, we go like Dinah, we want to explore, we just feel these guys around here are not, they are war. I like two guys. Hallelujah. Chin. Chi. We don't like easy life. We like hard life. Many times I wish my wife can not do much of her. Sometimes care more about some things. Sometimes again, I just think I said, those who won't care too much now, while I again, let me just leave her. Do you hear what I said? Because some things we need that we think we want will be trouble to us. So God may not give you what you want because he knows it's going to be trouble to your life. You understand what I'm saying? But somewhere there we want it. It driving us wants it. Hallelujah. Are we together? Verse 12. Let's spend the word. I'm just scratching what we have to talk about today. But it's okay. I want to be able to come to everybody's level. I want to. So does he love God's word? Does he hear God's word? Does he love right words of God? Does he hate sin? Or does he toy with sin and tell you it doesn't matter? I'm trying to get above it. It's my weakness. You see, it's my weakness. Just pray for me. You are not the one that will pray for him or her. Or you want to lose your head. Are you hearing me now? You don't like what I'm saying. But you know it is true. I'm coming back to your life, to your normal day life. That's God's will has to be done there. Do you hear what I'm saying? You are not the one that will pray for him. If you are going to pray for him, you're going to pray for him to come up to God. Not, you know, pray for him to be converted as somebody, as a friend, not as husband or wife to be. Leave conversion of that soul to God. Did you hear that? What did I say? The heart of man is in God's hand, though. It's not in man's hand. Don't toy with a man's conversion by your strength. Okay? Does he hate sin? If he hates sin, normally. If something inside of him responds against it, something must be informing that. Is that not true? Are we together, please? Whatsoever is born of God does not commit sin normally. He cannot sin because his seed abides in him. As long as the seed of God is in him, he does not want to displease God. If he does it, I want. He's just telling you, no, just I don't mean to. I don't mean to. That's why I'm saying that friendship is a very safe way to meet people. Meet them as brothers, as friends. Are we in the house together? The Lord will teach us. Okay, so we can know if somebody is born again from those basic words. You can know if he has the pulse of life with him, he has the drift towards God and God's word. If he does not have these things, if you meet somebody who does not have these things, and he's talking about proposal, what should you do? He doesn't have it. He doesn't have it. And he likes to be around you. What do you do?
We can try to open such person up to the word of God. Just
try to open that person. He wants to hear the word of God from your mouth. He likes to hear it from your mouth. If it's you.
Then one needs to be careful around the person.
How do you get careful?
Not to encourage being around the person too much. And you can just introduce the person to other people around.
Just open him to God's family. Simple. Simply open him. Because the only way, all those you can love, that will make the love for you relevant is love God's children. Is that not true? Now, if you say love God, you can't see God. But if you can love God's children, it's loving God already. Simply, you meet in the car, you meet anywhere, and he's just trying to talk sweet words. And you are just not trying to turn him off and ignore him and insult him. Are you hearing me? What's your phone number? He calls again. How are you doing there? I have some friends around me that can be a blessing to you. So who's that person? Who's that person? He's a good friend. He's a good brother. And you give him the number. And you give him the number. And you give her the number. And you give her the number. He will be fed up with you and he will go away from you. He wants to have you to exclude you. Simple. Don't start anything with him. Or else you will lose judgment and you will say things you don't know later on. And you think you know. Easy judgment, easy sifting. Like a sieve that sieves. Easy sifting. Give him to God's family. But the world is dangerous. What if I open her or by somebody has a, oh God. You have just saved your neck. And now I'm talking to many youths, okay? What have you just done? And with a brother who wants to play the trick and feels I can survive it, is it not open me to God's family? They will fix you up. There's a spirit in that family that will fix you up, okay? You can't be outsmart the spirit of the house. You can't outsmart it. Don't you hear? Don't you hear? The word, the church is the pillar and the ground of truth. Nothing can hide there. I'm not expecting all of you to marry in the house. I'm only telling you, anywhere you go, the same judgment holds. Are you hearing me? Because I'm not giving you personal judgment. I'm causing things that are found in God's word. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So don't try any personal conversion. Self-agenda will kill you. Understand that we are saved not for ourselves. We are saved for him. At the end of the day, it is God's purpose that will be glorified. Is that not true? Remember, we have said to you, it is not marriage or singleness that edifies, that brings anything. It is the will of God. Is that not true? I also write here, don't make any condition for accepting a proposal. I was talking about before you make or accept a proposal. Don't set conditions for it. I'm accepting because of this. Or until you do this. Don't do that. Let things play out by itself. One thing I'm praying for you in the house here, I'm praying for everyone, is that God will raise you up to be healthy enough, spirit, soul, and body, to be who you are everywhere. Yo. To raise up your head above conditions of life here, and to find your life, the life of God in you, being expressed normally. We are not a bulk of emotional package. The will of man is stronger than the emotion. I'm supposed to be stronger than the emotions. I think it was Pastor Mike I was talking to over the weekend. I think he was the one. We're talking about the Western culture and the Western something. It wants to empower the emotions more than the will. So if it's not sounding good, you don't like it. For example, if I start teaching in this place in the morning and I've not sang a song, play music, you don't seem to pay more attention. So somewhere they will not start the meeting by with the teaching. Because they seem not to play well to our makeup. And it's a Western culture that wants to hold man and make him a slave of the emotions. See, you do all things by joking, by what do you call the things that are happening that is being brought in now? Comedy. To laugh, uncontrollably laughter. In the past, it was explained to us in this place. Am I talking to you, please? But and a white man can, he wants to do that all the time. That's what happened in the palace of the kings in the past. Eat king, eat meal, eat your meat and eat this and play away and shout and like that. Serving the emotions of the flesh. Serving the lower nature. We're not that. It's not all that treats you that is divine, that is right. Are you hearing me, please? So don't respond to trees. Respond to trees that comes by the will. Let your emotion be redeemed by your will, by the will of God. That it treats you because it's right. Not because it seems thrilling. There are ladies, there are women, that mostly women, that are weak-willed. My content is that they are weak-willed and they are laden with sin. There are women that will make a mistake 10 times. Do it that same way, you'll get her again. Am I talking to you? Do it that same way, you'll get her again. She can cry. She can weep. Do that same way, you'll get her again. She's weak-willed. The gospel is to strengthen your heart. Strengthen your mind. May God strengthen your inner man by spirit. God wants to strengthen. So you are old. You are saying what you mean. You mean what you are saying. That's redemption. That's salvation. Hallelujah. Before making a proposal, that's what I'm talking about. Before you make a proposal or you accept the proposal, let him know that the proposal is not of value to you as much as your life. Your proposal is not of value. Either somebody making it to you or you are receiving, accepting it, it's not as much important as much as the new life, the kingdom life, the divine purpose. When people know that to you, the only thing that matters now in your life is only marriage. There's nothing more. Anything will toast you. Did you hear that? When they know that the only thing in your life now that matters, the day you give it up to God, God takes over. And that God takes over everything. God can take over everything in our life and give them directions. Are you hearing me? What did I say? And give them direction. God can give meaning and he should give meaning to everything in our life. Hallelujah. Now, what happens in proposal is simply that you are making your mind known to a woman. That's just proposal. You are telling somebody what is in your mind. Let me say this to us. In proposal, when it is agreed on, you have found a wife. Can I say that again? You have to look for a wife to get a wife. That means that you must be a wife indeed. Nereti, you must be what? You must be a wife. You must be a wife. You must just be a woman. You must make yourself a wife. Either findeth the wife, findeth good thing. And obtaineth favor of what? From the Lord. So he finds a wife. So she is a wife. She has just found a wife. She has not taken a wife. Can you see the difference? You find a wife. Go and find a wife for my son. And also, they ask her, will you follow them? Can you see the difference? The day she agreed to follow them back, they took her as a wife. When you are a good wife, when you are a wife, you will be found. I said, when you are a wife, you'll be what? By a husband. Who should be the head of the wife? No, how do you know your husband? You know your husband. He's going to be your head. Are we in the house together, please? Are we right in the house, please? You don't struggle with your head. You will know your head when you find your head. So, I talk about being a wife, finding a wife, and what again? Taking a wife. These are the cultures you find in scriptures. Note that. I want you to find alternative things to that. Please come and tell me about it. Okay? Are we talking together? I told you last time, I'm an old man. I pick my culture from the scriptures. That's simple. It doesn't matter what the word says about it. I don't care about it. And I just found out that why it has not been easy sometimes for the world to really drift me is that I don't see them. Please, I don't see them. I see what they do, but it just plays through my ears. It doesn't thrill me. What I'm seeing in God thrills me more. It's only God that can say, you will find a wife. Can you see a Western man saying that? That you have obtained favor. He said, when you find a woman who says you're a wife, try her and find out if she's really a wife. Be afraid. Why do you have trial marriage? Be afraid. She can be a devil. Go on. Because if you have found one, you have found, you are blessed. It's only God that can have such reports. Why are we not going to follow God? It's the easiest thing to do. It's the loveless thing to do. The Lord will strengthen your heart. I say He will strengthen your heart. Let me tell you. Drag on. Reverend K says it's called drag on. Come on, say drag on. Say it again. Let me hear you better, please. I can't hear you say it better. It means it will drag you on. Either you are willing or unwilling. This world system will do what? You see, the whole thing is on the internet. Go and check it there. You're going to find out there how to pick a wife, how to find someone. You're going to find it there. There's a site like that. One day I checked the site. I just want to see the stuff there. And they'll tell you, those who have done it and they've got it right. You are a rich man. You want to marry. You want to go out with a rich man. You're a lady. They give you what they need to get from you as a lady. Your stature, your whatever. Feel it there. They size you up and it's okay. You can go on with the kind of rich men out in place. You want to go with some kind of ladies. Oh, they're members of their class and they're going to fix you up. That's what they have in the world there. But they are in trouble. Because they have chosen not to sleep. They have mothers sleep and they will never sleep. But God giveth his own beloved sleep. Is it not true? It's the portion of the beloved to rest. Your rest will not be taken from you. In the midst of the world of chaos, your own rest will not be taken away. And it's only the wicked that should not rest. Say to the righteous, I'll be well with him. Say to the wicked, he won't find rest anywhere. Bow your heart at this time for God and let God begin to see that you are willing. Are you hearing me, please? You are willing. Though the world is chaotic, you are willing. You can discern God's will, you can walk in God's will easily if you are willing. That's why you are hearing what you are hearing at this time. I have just seen that marriage becomes a vital part of the things we have to talk about in this house together, because most of us, and I know that God is preparing a people ahead of us that will describe on the other a culture, a way of life that the world has never known. They see the way you are, I suppose just think out there, I can get that way. It's not an SU. Because they know what they think is called an SU. Are you hearing me now? It's with air. Okay. It's an SU. I like those kind of babes, you know. I like them. They're not the SU type there. But when it comes, you will find that something you carry that it cannot define. You will know that life spares much more than the package. Are we in the house, please? If you swallow the package, you will swallow also the life inside of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before you make or accept a proposal, what are we handling? Have you learned this morning? Are you sure you have learned? The place to start is with God. 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 Father, we thank you for the things you are saying at this time. Though we have only had a few things this morning, but we know that you have made some things clear to us there. You should not find it difficult to walk on the earth. You should not find it difficult to do your will. You said that your will, your commandments are not grievous. They are not difficult to walk in. There's also peace in our end. There's something good in the end. And you want us to eat the good of the land. Meanwhile, that very land is you. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. You are our portion. You are our inheritance. You are the one that makes meaning to life. You are the one, at the end of the day, we must get to you. We must have gotten you. In all our conduct and affairs on this earth, they must have become together a tool of advancement, a tool that moves us more into your pleasure. What we're saying is that your name must be praised and blessed in our life. What we're saying is that we must overcome this present world. We must overcome all things. Overcome all things. Even the same devil that exists in the marriage world, we must overcome this devil. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the only thing that can overcome the world, even our faith. We are yielding this morning again to the faith of God, to the old ancient life, hidden God, to the same web of faith that you have also used to pivot and move your children, your patriarch, your sons, into your will in the days of old. Now we are not ready. We are not just saying we want to just. We are not trying to be conformed to this present world. We are not. We know we are not from this world. We are in this world, but we are too sure we are not of this present world. We came from another world. We came from above, and anything that is from above is above all. If anything comes from above, that thing has the power to stay above. Nothing can press him down. We are only saying, Lord, that the things that stays at the end of the day, that the things that are entrenched are designed by the will of God. He said, that doeth the will of the Lord shall endure. You have called us to an enduring life. We are called to endure. We are called to outlast this present order, this present world. It means that when this world is no more, we shall be. When this world has fallen and has been wrapped up like a wasted paper, we shall still, and much more than we shall be relevant. So we are holding on to ancient words. We are holding on to ancient life. We are holding on to ancient culture. We are holding on to that which is word by life, word by God. That's our beauty. That's our adornment. That's our glory. And it is our glory and the lift up of our heads. And by this we are shielded. Say that thou art the glory and the lift up of my heads. For thou, O Lord, art a shield unto me, my glory and the lift up of my head. So I cried to the Lord with all with my heart. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. That my glory and the lifter of my head. You are a lifter and you are a shield. When we walk in this dimension, we are shielded. It means that the wicked one cannot touch us. Lord, I present to you this morning again a people on the earth here that the wicked will not be able to afflict. Now the son of the wicked will not be able to exact upon or enforce their own laws upon. Lord, I present to you a people that will be wiser than the world. For he that told the children of this world has been wiser than the children of light. But the time of wisdom for children of the light has come. Thank you for awareness and for response this morning from the inner heart. I know the hearts of men are responding to you, God. I know the hearts of men are responding now. They are nodding and they are saying, yes, it is true. Not only that it is true for us and our generation. It is true for us and our children. It is true for us and all that will ever come after us. It is true. It may be a path not yet known to many at this time. But we are ready to shut a path, a way of this life. That others may come and have a path to walk through. Thank you, my Father, this morning. Thank you, our Father. We have nothing in us resisting your will. That which appear to resist it, we bow it down to you. We submit to God. We submit to God. Even our intelligence, we submit to you, God. We submit to 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 God. Submit therefore to God. We submit to Him. We worship you this morning. Hallelujah. We're going through a process of healing and a process of rebuilding. We're going through a process of rebuilding and healings. Whatever we have gone through in the past, you're just going to find out within a short time it will fall away from you. And your life will become whole again. Become whole again. Become whole again. Our Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. The vision of people I see ahead of me, I see God raising, they are terrible people. They are many-sided, encompassing people. People are alive, alive, and alive to God, alive. I don't say people that are religious, I say people that are alive. People that are able to do all things through Christ's strengthening. I don't say weak people at all. I don't say weak people. I don't say people that when people see them and meet them, they know this is God. That's what I see. And God has given a vision of that then. And we are together at this point that I can say you are the one I'm seeing. A sound, old people, male, female, whole, sound, alive. Those we call saviors. Saviors. The soul, the spirit, the body, everything is intact, functioning together. I'm sure if we say, for like, go get us across to guys in the bank there. We want to get them to a program. We want to be sure that you can get there and talk to them soundly. Soundly. Together, packed, soundly, without anything discerning, distracting you, soundly, and you can be friendly from the heart with them. They can feel you and feel the touch of God, and the people are stable. Not a little, they can pull here and there by whatever thing they think they have. You understand what I'm talking about? It takes kingdom weight to do that. When you get, they're gonna size you. They're gonna weigh you. Let's give you a ride, and they see the way you enter the ride, and you enter the air conditioner, and they say you smile. You know, it touches someone around you there. You know what I'm talking about now? You know, is redemption, salvation. In all these things, we'll be saved. We'll become stronger, become fitter. We thank the Lord. Are we happy this morning a little bit? I'm sure we're happy. Give the Lord a big hand. Come on, give the Lord a big hand. Give the Lord a big hand. Give the Lord a big hand.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.